Hello and welcome to Ask a Lion, presented by Detroit Medical Center. I'm Tori Petrie, and this week I'm joined by rookie Ashawn Robinson. Ashawn, thanks for coming on Ask a Lion.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with the segment, it's the one where you submitted your questions on social media, and we ask the Lion. So, Ashawn, let's get down to these questions here. This first one is from Alex92, getting into the Christmas spirit. He wants to know, what's at the top of your Christmas list?
Really just spending time with my family, my daughter, my nieces and nephews, and just being able to go back home for Christmas for a couple of hours just to see those guys. It's amazing.
Perfect. I love it. Family time at Christmas is always good. All right. Marty Phyllis asks, what is your favorite play you've been involved with in the NFL so far?
Probably my fourth down stop against Chicago Bears at Soldier Field.
That's a pretty good one. That's a good memory.
It really is. To have Haloti right there next to me and getting hype with me and stuff is pretty cool.
I like it. I'm sure there's more to come where that came from. All right, Devin is motivated. This guy's a jokester. He asks, how old are you really, Ashawn?
21. I turned 22 March 21st.
That is hard for some people to believe, which leads me into this next question from Mike Corin. He wants to know if you have a story from when you were growing up of being mistaken as an adult.
So when I played Pee Wee football in Texas, it was like me and my teammate Clint, and we were both like the same size growing up, but our faces and stuff were more mature than the other kids. And so we went out there, and my mom was at the game, and I was like, no, you can't play. Where's his birth certificate? And I was like, birth certificate? I'm the same age as all these kids. I've known these kids, went to school with them. So it was pretty crazy. My mom had to show my birth certificate for me to play.
So they actually made her do it. They made her show the birth certificate.
Yeah, she had to come out. She had to come out the stands, come down on the field, and show my birth certificate.
That's pretty intense. Well, at least you proved your point. This guy is only 21 years old now. All right, this one is from Jorlock Holmes. He says, no lie, I thought this was Vince Wilfork for a second when he saw the picture on social media asking for questions. Have you ever gotten that mistaken identity before?
No, not Vince Wilfork. Kimbo Slice. That's okay. What, you know, people say I look just like. But, I mean, I don't see it. I see myself.
Well, now you got another one to add to the pile. Vince Wilfork. Cart in the Water asks you, do you model your game after anyone in particular?
When I was in college, our coach used to show us a lot of film of Haloti, Sue, guys like that are just dominating and just being a force up front. So when I was growing up, I used to watch them with my uncle too. So it was really big to watch those guys and be able to play next to them and see those guys in the NFL. It's great.
That's pretty cool to be teammates with a guy that you watched growing up, huh? Yeah,
it really is. Like, I didn't expect that. Coming in, you know, I just was like, I've always wanted to play with those guys growing up. And I came here, and Haloti texted me after the draft, and was like, congratulations, and welcome to the team. And I was like, it's Haloti. But it's like, you know, you got to snap back to him, like, yeah, okay.
A little starstruck moment for you there?
Just a little bit.
I understand. All right, this one is from BairdWhale12. He wants to know, what are your hobbies other than football?
So I have my best friend, Austin Peevler. He lives down in West Palm Beach. So, like, back in our dorms and stuff, we used to play the game. I had a Guitar Hero. I had the new one. I had all the other Guitar Heroes. We used to play Pokemon on the system. Like, I do, like, a lot of activities, like, game-wise or just something we can do, card games or something.
All right, I like it. This last one is from Mind Blown Wide Open. He wants to know, if you became a famous rapper, what would you call yourself?
The Big Aristotle. I think that's a good name.
Where did you come up with that?
My teammates called me that in college. I don't know where they got that from, but they just said the Big Aristotle, and I was like, okay.
Do you happen to be a very thoughtful, pensive person or something that made them call you Aristotle?
I don't know. I mean, my head's big or something, so... I don't know, really, what made him call me that.
All right, there you have it. Guys, thanks for watching Ask Lion with the Big Aristotle. We appreciate it. Stay tuned to the Lion's social media accounts to find out who will be joining me next. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.